Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync for July 7th, 2020. The theme for today's meeting is Customers Can't Be Choosers. And let's have everybody go around and introduce themselves so folks listening to the call later would be able to hopefully identify voices. Eric, why don't we start with you?
Hi, everyone. I'm Eric. I usually go by Epic Eric in the Zulu.
Gordon.
Hi, I'm Gord Tischer, coming to you from beautiful British Columbia.
Joe.
Joe McElveen, coming to you from beautiful southeast of British Columbia, slightly.
Ryan.
This is Ryan Hagenson.
Theo.
Hi, I'm Theo.
And just so we can all know how well I'm doing today, apparently, with the thinkings, did I introduce myself already?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Sean Allen, and I'm hosting today. I couldn't remember. So there we go. How about that? All right. All right, so I cherry-picked a few things for us to work through today. One thing I didn't check is there anything? I don't think so. Let's see. Okay, so... Okay, so yes. So we have RFC 175 that Richard started, add log level to log formatter. There's a couple changes that need to be made to it. That we're still waiting on before the vote and everything. If anybody, I'm pinging Richard again on the issue, and then if there's anything where anybody wants to, anybody feels like bringing that home, because Richard hasn't responded in a while, that would be awesome. But yes, so I would like to start on the Pony tutorial. And issue 440 there, which is an excellent one, which Ryan, who's on the call today, Ryan's on many of the calls, most of the calls, probably more than me lately. 440, statement versus expression interchange. Ryan quite rightly noticed that in the tutorial, it says that everything is an expression in Pony. All right. Very true. That, you know, for example, your if statement hands you back a value, your for loop hands you back a value. And we seem to use statement an awful lot after telling people that there are no statements, there are only expressions, not just immediately right there in that bit where we say everything is an expression, there are no statements, but elsewhere in the tutorial.
Ryan, there's actually a few things in Pony that don't have a value. If we're going to get into that, things like an early return or an error do not have a value as their results on like the left hand side of them. They jump away to another context. I don't know if that's beyond the scope of what we want to introduce in the tutorial, but I kind of consider early returns to be a statement, to be honest.
Hmm. That's an interesting point.
I don't want to confuse the tutorial goers too much, but that's one thing. It's like when we say everything is an expression, maybe there's some things that aren't. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, one way to interpret, I was thinking about this, but I wanted to wait till the sync is, one way to interpret everything as an expression is then from that I would expect that class and actor definitions are an expression, right? And that I should be able to assign a class definition to a variable.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in this tutorial, what we're not actually trying to convey here is that everything is, well, so everything that's in the executable context of a method body is an expression, but there's also like, yeah, there's declarative context and imperative context. And so the things that you were mentioning is like the things that are in declarative context, but everything in imperative context has a value except for those things that jump away as control flow away from the current imperative, like execution. So I don't know. I guess the thing that we're trying to, maybe what we're really trying to say here in the tutorial is something along the lines of like control flow expressions have a value instead of having no value. To say that things are expressions rather than statements may not even be it may not be pedantically correct, and it may not be directly conveying what we're trying to convey. Like in some way you're assuming that the person who's reading it draws a meaningful distinction between a statement and an expression. And that may not be, like, while that may be common parlance in the programming language world, it may not be common to everyone. It may not be known to everyone who's reading it. So maybe there's some way to more directly convey what we're trying to say in that sentence.
Right. So effectively what that means is, at the very least, is that in the part of the tutorial where we say everything is an expression, we instead say, rather than in Pony there are no statements, yada, 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 we instead say in Pony such control flow structures, or control flow structures such as if, for, et cetera, do return a value, unlike the languages that are mentioned above. Something along those lines, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's like we're trying to say that these kinds of expressions do return a value, and that's a more direct way to say it than say that.
Could we say something like start with the statement like Pony is an expression or expression-oriented language. Things like if, you know, match, etc., that would be statements in other languages are expressions in Pony. Most blah 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 are expressions. You might learn about a few that are statements, but in general, you could assume that like pretty much everything is an expression. Something along those lines.
Yeah. Is that? Well, it's interesting because I think the reason why we used why we have this language here, like, so in this section we say that they're all expressions and rather than being statements. And in other places we say we call some of them statements. I think what they really are is like is statements and expressions. And so rather than saying, maybe it's as simple as saying in Pony, all of these statements are also expressions that return a value, right? Do you really want to say they're not statements?
I assume this was written from the view of where people talk about statements and expressions being different things, where you can either have a statement, which has no return value in programming language for a construct, or an expression, which does have a return value. I think that's the context within which it was written and assumed, and that, you know, that in that context, you couldn't say something is both an expression and a statement.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I would say that in Pony, it's like maybe the best way to say it is like in Pony, control flow statements like this are expressions that return a value. Is that fair to say? Or do people tend to think that statements cannot be expressions?
I think most people who I think what you said is good and fine, Joe.
All right, I will file a pull request then.
It's an issue right now. Yeah, that Ryan, it's 440 on the tutorial.
Yeah, I'll I think I can quickly just do a pull request. Like, I think it's just about as fast. As long as I use GitHub's edit interface, just about as fast as me typing it in the comment.
Alrighty, I'll give you a chance to do that before we move on, Joe.
I'd say go ahead and I can multitask.
Okay, Ryan, thank you for bringing that up. That was a really nice catch. I've read that tons of times and never thought about it. Okay, let's jump to Pony C tags. Yes, the repo that I don't think we've ever discussed on this. Issue 7. So Damon has been doing a bit to improve the C tags thing some, and he broke something, and then we had to merge a fix to it. And I think, you know, this highlighted a problem with it, which was, you know, John Mum did the initial version of Pony C tags and then donated it over to the org. And, you know, it worked for him when he was using Vim with C tags for his personal development, and it was all fine and good. But we have no way to verify when somebody issues a PR whether anything breaks, whether it actually works or not, etc. So I opened this issue to figure out automated testing. I put my general idea for how we could go about this. But I wanted to see if anybody had any thoughts or ideas for a better approach than what's in the issue here, which is basically to have some small example code files, ideally like as tiny as possible, that cover each one of the individual rules in a C tag file. And that we could have expected C tag output, what the generated C tag file would be based on that input, and the C tag file for what the actual tags that should end up in the tags file should be, and compare those and run them on PR, and then also perhaps have some which are not just confined to like as small a structure as possible, but have some that combine some larger snippets of code together to make sure that there's not any weird interactions between them, and have those be the tests. Anybody have any opinions? Because I think that, you know, if we do this for C tags, then for other things that we might have in the future, you know, that are similar, this could, you know, this could potentially be the approach that we take in general towards stuff. Nothing? Okay, I'll put we discussed at sync, and no one had any other ideas. Other ideas, we'll move forward with this. Testing should be limited before we purge. All right. Okay. Pony C, 3580. UDP socket incorrectly mapped sock name to localhost. So I know this was discussed on the last sync call, Joe. I think what we should do is we should not, because this impacts on TCP socket as well, I think we should look for usage of local address in some Pony code bases. I Wallaroo does a lot of TCP code, so I think looking for how local address is used there, and then making sure that a change which would return 0.0.0.0 wouldn't be problematic for this. I think it would, because like in a Wallaroo code base, one of the things that I believe this was used for when we did it was you would get the local address and you could then send that along to across the socket to say, hey, this is the address that I'm listening on, right? You can send back responses to me on this address in a way where if it wasn't just, you know, if it wasn't just a single socket, right? Like, so if you had a data in a control channel, for example, when the control channel initiated its connection, the data channel would already have been started for this particular one. The control channel would know from having come back from local address, when the data channel started up, it would then pass that along to the control channel, and the control channel could send that off to anyone. And before we make this change, I think what we should do is we should do some attempt at cataloging the ways that local address is used in code bases right now and make sure that we don't break any of those, because I think that local address might kind of be somewhat broken right now as it is.
Yeah. I may not have followed your example, but my understanding of this contribution is mm-hmm. that basically where local address was previously returning localhost, mm-hmm. it would now be returning the 0.0.0 interface. I don't know how you were using local address as localhost. I shouldn't say you, but I don't know how, like, for example, the Wallaroo code base, or in the example you gave, might be using localhost in a meaningful way for a return.
So at least for this particular one, right? This would only be if it's an any address, okay? So if it's an any address, it's returning 0.0.0.0 is not something that you can connect to. 127.0.0.1 is something that you can connect to. I think that's why this is why this was done.
Hey, I can connect to 0.0.0.0 if I'm.
Can you? Doesn't work on my Linux boxes. Mm-hmm. I can connect to 127.0.0.1, but I can't connect to 0.0.0.0. That's interesting.
I do this in my browser a lot.
Really? It's never worked for me.
I don't know if the browser is doing magic, but yeah, in my address bar, I can type 0.0.0.0 for the port number and hit up local web services.
Here, let me try this right now. I don't remember what's the okay. Uh, I apparently have forgotten how to use, oh, right. I need to do that. L, really? Okay. Huh. All right. Oh, how about that? I can. Never mind. I was wrong. Okay. Did I drop? Are you there? Anyway?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. It went totally silent because everybody had muted, I think.
Everybody was just waiting for you to type.
It was creepy, man. It was so creepy when I came back. So how about that? So previous environment. All right. So let's ignore everything that I said before. All right. Well, then I don't really see. I would say then that the PR is probably good. Do we want to merge this without like any tests? 3583?
That's a good question.
Not only that, but I'm not sure, is this the only map any to loop back? Or is there another? I feel like there might be another. I am opening a thing.
So there's, it's also in Pony OS peer main.
Yeah.
And OS there's, Connect.
There's several.
So those are some reasonable questions to resolve the behavior for these other occurrences. I would expect that by the same logic, we could remove on peer name. Has anybody checked the git blame yet to see if there's a meaningful commit message for this being there?
I seem to remember having checked this and it went back to really early days with Sylvan, so the answer would be no.
So there is a map any to loop back is used in, oh, I think it's a Windows thing. I think we may be looking at a Windows thing. I think it was added by related to Windows.
And then probably made cross-platform so that the behavior wouldn't be different across platforms, maybe?
I think so, yeah. So there's a commit from McNeil adding it to, it basically adds map any to loop back to IOCP send to,
mm-hmm.
And maybe IOCP receive from, no, it's just send to. So this is UDP send for Windows, and it looks like there was a later commit added by Sylvan to make it. There's several commits relating to this, to be honest.
I'm worried about.
So Sylvan first put it in OS Connect. And then Andy made it, I think, a function, so he could use it in IOCP. And then I think it was refactored later by Sylvan to move it out of IOCP into the cross-platform.
So let's see. I'm going to put this as I'm going to do a needs discussion. During sync, we took a further look at this to ask Sylvan about the reasoning for this, if he remembers. Is anybody else other than me slightly worried about merging this without really, I don't feel like there's necessarily test coverage that would correctly catch potential breakages in this area?
No, I don't think there are.
Yeah.
Not for Pony C.
For this bit of the runtime, like there's like network tests for sending and everything, but I don't know like, but they all run locally, right? So I'm not sure that we really have like, I'm not saying we don't have tests that would cover this. I'm just saying I don't feel particularly confident in the test coverage in this area and would want to know more before merging it.
Yeah. I'll try to paste in the commit messages, or not commit messages, because there's not that much in the way of commit messages, commits I found. Yeah. I feel like this is very much coming from 3 Unix people discussing it so far in the issue ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a real understanding of why this was added to the window.
All right. I commented on that.
Just like I really wish that one of these commits had a message talking about why it was done. I'm not seeing that. What's the issue ticket for this real quick?
The issue is 3580.
Okay.
By the way, Joe, it looks like Eric submitted a PR for review for clear up confusion.
I thought I did that.
Okay. Oh, you did the PR and then, okay, so Eric had some comments on it. Excellent. Before we carry on, does does anybody have anything, because we're at the halfway point, that they would like to discuss?
Nope.
one win bows, two win bows. All right.
I just come back to this real quick, Eric. You asked if we should change the title. Everything is an expression. I'd still feel generally comfortable with saying everything is an expression, even if I was able to give some cases of things which are arguably not expressions. You may be able to find some definition that says that they are. So I'd
be more comfortable with saying that pony is expression oriented, but I don't know if that's a meaningful statement. It is to me.
Yeah, the problem is I think the current title is more clear on what it is. And the section is about to introduce than saying that it's expression oriented.
Should we say control structures are expressions as the title? Because the text says the big difference for control structures between Pony and other languages is that in Pony everything is an expression.
I think that's good. Fine.
Yeah, my only concern with that is that it doesn't include assignment, but that's probably fine.
I think assignment is covered elsewhere where we talk about the big gotcha of the old value being returned.
Oh, okay, great. Then no problem.
I couldn't tell you exactly where that is, but it is covered somewhere.
It's definitely in there.
Okay,
that's all I had for this. Okay. I did the bare minimum of triaging of putting labels on this, but I wanted to just run it through in case anybody had any thoughts on this real quick for anything to comment on. Pony C repo 3584, unexpected gen not needed in partial application in constructor. I feel like wasn't there,
what's the number again?
3584. I feel like this came up in beginner help. And that there was actually more to it. Let's see. Oh no, that was okay. That was a bug that was found from something. Okay, I see how this came about. Yeah, no, so nope, that's the whole thing. It was somebody found this, he found this as the result of looking at something else. I don't know, I put help wanted bug and needs investigation. Is there anything else really to do with this one at this time?
Yeah, nothing else to do. This would be looking through the code gen stuff. And it could actually be another passes too, but yeah, figuring out where there's a mismatch here between, I can tell you as a comment, but yeah, there's a mismatch here between some code in the compiler thinks that an expression here does not need to, the value is not needed, like it's not used, and then other code thinks that it is used. And there's a mismatch there. Yeah, nothing really to do about it right now, unless people want to sit through the process of tearing the source code.
Okay. All right. One more right now to bring to folks' attention. Corral issue 142. I have renamed this from where it started to handle native dependencies. This is not something that we necessarily have to discuss in depth now. It would be good to capture anything that does get said now on the issue in general, but this would be something that we have casually mentioned before of we would like Corral to be able to be, you know, a more complete dependency manager, including, you know, being able to install dependencies for things like if an open SSL or Libre SSL or whatever is needed, etc. And so this is an issue where that conversation has really actually really started happening. I don't know if anyone has any input on that. One thing I'm particularly interested in because I, you know, hear people talk about how they really like the experience for it. But I know nothing about how, like, for example, Cargo handles this. I don't know if there's any, like, if anybody has any experience with Cargo or any other dependency management things which handle, you know, installing. I'm just going to use C libraries right now as a shorthand for, you know, stuff that's different from the language where they think are particularly good that perhaps we should also look at as well for inspiration and ideas.
So I wouldn't personally consider Rust's approach to this necessarily good, but it's okay. Probably important to mention is that what they do is they, when you have, say, a bundled C library, you have a file called build.rs, I believe is what it's called. Yeah, and then that runs, effectively that just dumps a bunch of strings to standard output that then get executed by the Cargo build system to, like, you know, compile C files or link things together.
Sounds very duct tapey.
Yes.
Sounds like something I would do as a first pass to get something working. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Yeah. Could you drop that in on the issue at some point? Do you know of anything that does anything which you would consider better?
No, not that I can think of.
Is anybody? A question with that, Theo, that I would have, if you know, is that all compilation? Is that using is that sometimes using a package manager to install a particular library that might be needed? Do you know?
I don't think I've ever personally seen it invoke a package manager. But I'm sure okay. It's been done. But I don't think so. I think users are expected to
compile it
themselves. Install any of those sorts of dependencies themselves if they wish to use a package manager. And then the build.rs might try to detect it. If it feels that it can do something about it if it doesn't exist already.
And so I put together my crypto library. I perhaps tell people you need to install this package beforehand, and then as part of the build.rs, it'll automatically add the link command, or maybe I tell people, or maybe the build.rs has a URL where the package can be downloaded, and it knows an OS specific level or something like that, how to run the configure script or whatever that passes all of that information off to build.rs. Is that basically how it works? Yeah.
I mean that detection would probably be done in it would either be a script that would pass stuff to build.rs or it would be done in build.rs. Yeah.
Got it.
I know that. In case I didn't make this clear, build.rs usually, I believe you install there are dependencies you can install. I think it's a crate called CC that effectively gives you the ability to, from crates RS, build C dependencies, like C source files within the project and stuff like that. But yeah, that it doesn't get, I don't know of anything similar for installing things via package manager on whatever system you're on.
Okay.
Yeah, I've only personally used a build.rs to compile like some random C files that I've needed to link together with the Rust project. I've never done anything more complex than that.
Gotcha. I'm responding to a comment on that issue right now, so. Anyone else have any thoughts, Gordon? I know you're already on the issue there. I don't know if you have anything you want to add right now.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it in a more general way. I'm just trying to get the Windows stuff working.
So was your plan for getting this Windows stuff working, was it going to be that it was going to install these libraries or that it would compile them?
Well, there's not really an installation per se for these kinds of libraries on Windows. It would just stick them in a directory that would then go in PonyPath.
But it would be installing pre-compiled ones, or it would be building. It would be building them.
Yeah, it'd be downloading pre-compiled ones.
Interesting.
It's more of a stopgap than anything else.
Yeah, I wonder if the compilation route is an easier way to go. Perhaps just like if you just take Linux, right? You know, there are 50,000 Linux distros with, you know, 50,000 different package managers out there, and no guarantee necessarily that you would be able to get you'd even be able to on a particular distro at a particular time be able to install, right? If you're saying this should use OpenSSL 1.1.1, right? There's no guarantee that on a particular distro for a particular version, like I'm using Ubuntu Xenial, that might not be available. There might be, the package might install something else entirely for OpenSSL. So as I think about it, you know, relying on package managers could probably be highly problematic in that the compilation route it sounds like from Theo that people do with Rust might be the correct path forward for us.
I would tend to agree. It's also pretty common that you're targeting a specific version of a library with your FFI.
Yeah, exactly.
And the compilation route would allow you to, you know, sort of almost pseudo vendor that with your package.
I like that term, pseudo vendor.
It's really horrible.
I don't know. Hey, based on our shared context, man, I don't know about people outside of this call, but based on our shared context and how we use vendor with like LLVM and Pony C, that made perfect sense to me. Like it was succinct and to the point. Like brilliant.
I'm trying to make some joke about SUDO, but
Oh. You were?
No, I just, never mind.
Oh my.
But instead I followed up with an awkward mention of a not joke.
Wait, is sudo off? Is sudo like super user do? Is that also a joke about like the word sudo?
Don't know.
I don't. Well, I can't say. I don't.
I mean, if
Unix history for that one.
If sudo was introduced by like GNU project people, then I think that there's probably a high probability of that, because you know how they love those jokes that are jokes inside of jokes, like GNU, for example. Although I don't think that calling it GNU's not Unix, I don't think that the way that that wraps around in itself is actually funny. But anyway. Huh. All right. That was a diversion. All right. Anything else from folks right now? Otherwise, when we get off the call, I'll try to capture, you know, what we discussed a bit here, a little on that, so that it doesn't get lost. All righty. Well then, thanks everyone for coming, and we'll see you next week.